Erskine Bowles, former chief of staff to President Clinton, and former Senator Alan Simpson of Wyoming, were appointed by President Obama to co-chair the bipartisan commission to find ways to reduce the nation's multi-trillion dollar debt. Senator Simpson.
I think it's most important what Erskine and I do as we travel together. We really say, what's at stake here? And then we use the strangest, most curious four-letter word in the alphabet called math. We don't do PowerPoint, we don't do charts, we just do math. We use phrases like shared sacrifice, going broke, skin in the game, slaughter every sacred cow, harpoon every whale in the ocean, even the minnows, and we did.
Erskine Bowles outlined the scope of the problem.
If you look at just last year, not 20 years ago or 20 years from now, but last year, and you looked at the income statement of this country, every single dollar that came into this country in the form of revenue, every single dollar from every single source was consumed by our mandatory spending and interest on the debt. Mandatory spending is principally what we spend on the entitlement programs of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. That means that last year, every single dollar we spent on these two wars, on national defense, homeland security, education, infrastructure, research, every single dollar was borrowed, and half of it was borrowed from foreign countries. That is crazy.
And that was a phrase frequently uttered about how we're approaching the problem. Both men warned against believing politicians who claim that the debt can be erased without touching entitlements or without raising revenues. Bowles says the problem lies in just five core areas: healthcare, defense, the current income tax code, Social Security, and compound interest. Of this last item, Bowles noted that the U.S. currently spends $250 billion annually on interest costs alone, which would be $650 billion without today's extremely low interest rates. And he warned that if we do nothing about it now, the country will spend more than $1 trillion each year on interest by the year 2020.
And this is not a problem that we can solely grow our way out of. You could have double-digit growth for decades and not solve this problem. It's not a problem that we can solely tax our way out of. Raising taxes doesn't do a darn thing to change the demographics of a country or to change the fact that health care is growing at a faster rate than GDP. I can tell you it's not a problem that we can solely cut our way out of. We can't cut our way out of this problem solely without disrupting what I believe is still a very fragile economic recovery, or hurting the truly disadvantaged, or by making so severe cuts in education and infrastructure and research that America won't be competitive in this new knowledge-based global economy.
The Erskine Bowles plan found a way to reduce the debt by $4 trillion over the next decade. They identified $1 trillion through reforming the tax code and another $3 trillion by reducing spending. There was bipartisan, even if reluctant, support in committees, but not enough to be passable yet in Congress. The two men see a bright future if tough choices are made now. Otherwise, they say, America is on its way to becoming a second-rate power. Audrey Fannin, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.